This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we considered an example of Jesus sharing words of encouragement with his disciples. His words of encouragement set the stage for some words of affirmation that followed their breakfast on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, as seen in John 21. Peter often was the focus because he took initiative and others usually followed. After his failure, when he denied he even knew Jesus, it seemed it took the wind out of his sail. Maybe he thought he was disqualified because of that failure. But Jesus knew the potential in Peter and wanted to affirm him. He asked Peter a question, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?" Peter replied, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Jesus again questioned him, "Do you truly love me?" Peter responded, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus now said, "Take care of my sheep." A third time, Jesus pointedly asked Peter, "Do you love me?" This hurt Peter because he asked him a third time, the same number of times as he denied Jesus. He humbly said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Now Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." After explaining to him how he would eventually die, Jesus said, "Follow me." Through this dialogue with Peter, Jesus was restoring him to a loving relationship with him. He also affirmed him as capable of a leadership role. With that in place, he was assigning him to be one who could handle whatever task he was called to, even if it meant cruel martyrdom. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.